Hello, beer listeners, beer friends. We are back again for another round of Beer Thursday, and we are so glad to have you with us. Despite what Shane says, we love our listeners, and didn't you say that? You said I hate. You didn't say that. No, I'm sorry. I've heard it both ways. Anyway, we want to thank you for tuning in again this week. This week we have a pretty special round that Shane has prepared for us. We think you're going to enjoy it, and if you don't enjoy it, remember Shane prepared this for us. Take it away, Shane.
Well, I guess it's Bing. I don't know what it is, but it's my Edge browser, and it has the dumbest articles ever. And this is one of them. Okay. It is titled, Alert, 18 Taboo Phrases Men Must Never Utter to Women. So I thought you and I, Jay, would discuss the relevancy and the efficacy and the ABCs of these phrases. Number one, the foot and mouth fumble, calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down. Have you ever said that to a woman, Jay?
That is one that I would not say. That is bad. I don't even say it to my guy friends.
Sorry,
I like that picture on the article. The girl with the eyebrows, she's got the people's eyebrow going.
Yes, that's funny.
She's like totally going to kick somebody's ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always great photos with these stupid articles, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, calm down. You're just asking for it at that point.
I remember once, it was about 25, 26 years ago, when I told a lady to chill out. And that was why the last time I did it was 25 or 26 years ago.
Chill out, yep.
Because don't.
No. Yeah, that's not something you're going to want to do.
Big mistake. Okay, this one, I can't imagine anyone still saying this. Or why it's even on the list, but okay. You're too skinny or you're too fat.
Why would anybody utter those words?
Because I don't know.
First of all, if you think you're too skinny as a compliment, it's not. I mean, you're telling somebody it's body shaming still, because it may be someone who can't gain weight. Or someone who has issues that's why they're thin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now, just leave it alone.
I've seen women say this to each other a lot. Oh, yeah. You're too skinny. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know or know of any man that's ever been dumb enough or just douche enough to say that to a woman.
Now, I know guys say stupid shit like, you know, oh my God, dude, you're fat as fuck. What happened?
Well, yeah, we'll say that to each other because we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah.
I was drinking beers with you, Dick Munch.
Dick Munch, is that on the list, by the way? From the
I don't know. All right, this is a question.
Doesn't sound like one.
Are you on your period? Why? Why? Well, I guess I can think of some reasons why you might ask that, but don't.
No.
Never have.
I've heard like stories of people who've died and gone to heaven, and they met at the pearly gates, there's like, why are you here? I asked my wife, and she was on her period, or girlfriend, and there's like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. We have like a whole ward of people that did that over
here. Yeah. It's called hell.
It's called hell. Don't do it.
Okay. Huh. I think I've heard this one in a song. You're not like other girls.
Okay.
Maybe that would be someone on a date would say, like, why do you like me? Yeah, I don't get that.
And you're probably going to get that look like that's in the picture, the woman looking at you like, too. She's like, she's trying to decide, what do you mean? Am I going to have to end you right now?
But I don't know. Maybe it could be a compliment. It probably depends on the person, but risky.
Yeah, it's risky.
Definitely. Definitely.
To me, that one doesn't sound so bad. You're not like other girls. What do you mean by that? I'm like, hey, do you like baseball?
And maybe we don't know just because we're dudes. Because like, what? Okay, yeah. What if you're on a date?
Yeah.
Or what if your wife said to you, "You're not like other men"? Would you be like, "Damn right, I'm not"? Or would you be like, "What do you mean I'm not like other men? I want to be like other men. Why come? I'm not like other men."
I wouldn't be offended by it. I'm like, I'm assuming you mean that in a nice way, but but I'm just gonna take that as that way. But I don't, I'm not trying to be like anybody else.
Is it because we're from that generation and we don't really?
Maybe.
You can say whatever you want. We don't care what you think.
Oh yeah,
the ding's dinging, Jay.
Ding dong.
Yeah, yeah.
It is okay. Well,
no, it's time for a toast.
Shane, I believe this toast is for you, or on you. It's your turn.
Jay, raise your glass.
Raising it.
Are you on your period?
As a matter of fact, I'm going through menopause right now.
All right. Well, then we'll pause here for a toast.
Because I'm a man.
We're men. And we're going to pause. Pausing. Man, let's pause for a toast.
Yes. Here's the backtracking.
Sure. May you not remember what I just said.
Yes. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Here's to women. Here's to women who have to deal with men who say these stupid things and not realize how stupid they are.
Ugh.
And cheers.
Cheers.
Here's to you.
And you.
I started to say something offensive to make it funny, but I thought I would keep it sincere.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say, here's to swimming with bow-legged women. And I was like, no, sir. That's offensive.
Yeah. What does it mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. Huh. I don't know.
Well, it's a coincidence because number six on the list is here's to swimming with... No. Okay, this one is, can I speak to the manager? I
should use that one.
Now,
but not with like women, just like,
because you're such a Karen. I think because you're assuming that since they're a woman, they're not in charge. They want to speak to, because it must be a man in charge, and that's who they want to speak to.
See, that's the thing, is I would say that I would say that regardless of the gender, I would just, if I'm not, if I don't feel like I'm getting the help, I would say I need to speak to a manager or management.
And that's because a lot of companies don't give their employees the leeway to make some decisions.
True.
And the employee might want to, but doesn't have the authority to do it, or maybe they're just not trained enough to know. And you're like, okay, let me speak to someone who's more seasoned and experienced with customer service. Or if you work for one of those companies who has authority to make decisions. Okay.
It's funny though. Back to that. I had a situation a couple of weeks ago where I was working with somebody, had some issue. I can't remember what it was. Called customer service, got this person, and it's like they didn't even really fucking care about my issue. Oh, I ordered something in the delivery service that this company used. They were supposed to deliver my package on a Friday. It didn't show up, and then I went to take a look, and the person that was supposed to deliver it canceled the delivery. And it never got back to the company, so I'm waiting a week.
What a stink wrinkle.
Yeah, stink wrinkle. And then so I call them and I'm talking to this customer service person, and she said, well, what you'll need to do is contact the company that you bought it from or the store. I said, well, I bought it online and I'm not contacting anybody because this is your fault and your problem. Not you personally, but the person who delivered or didn't deliver. I'm like, so you're not only are you making your company look bad, but you're making the company that pays your bills bad look bad.
Oh, sure.
So I need you to resolve this issue. And she said, okay, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, how long is this going to take? She goes, well, I'm not really sure. And I was like, can I speak to a manager, please? And she said, well, they're just going to basically tell you the same thing. She goes, they're going to open a ticket and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, if you can get me the same result as your management, then forget that. I just need you to help me and make sure this gets resolved. But it was one of those situations that I had to be an asshole. I hate being an asshole. Actually, I kind of enjoy it. Yeah, but it was one of those asses. But that one, I guess maybe some people are more sensitive to it than others. It doesn't really bother me. And I guess maybe, but again, I've not been in that situation. Perhaps women have been in that situation. Like you said, they don't see that because you're a female, you could be in an authority position or something.
Maybe so. Yep. That's kind of what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Jay, you should smile more.
Fuck you.
Now, in general, that's probably good advice because what you're doing with your face or with your body can control what you're feeling in your head.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you can improve your own mood by smiling more. So I kind of understand how some people don't like it because there's this thing where we men want women to be more pleasant and happy-go-lucky, right. And sometimes they're serious or solemn, or they're controlling the situation and smiling isn't appropriate or needed at the time. So I can kind of see it, but I think in general, we should all smile more.
I agree with that, but I can see how if a guy said that to someone I don't know very well, a woman that I don't know very well, I could see how that would come across as being,
yeah,
that's kind of a dick thing to say.
And it wouldn't be like, yeah, like in the Captain Marvel movie where she's getting on the motorcycle. Oh no, the guy gets off the motorcycle and he tells her, you should smile. It'd be prettier if you smiled. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. It's like, come on, dude.
But I mean, so yeah, don't say that to a woman, Jay. I can't imagine anyone saying this in the past 15 or 20 years, but maybe it made the article. That's a man's job.
Who on earth would be so stupid as to utter those words?
I don't know, but it made the article. Like, wow. I said, these articles are dumb. Maybe. Oh, okay. You look fine. Now, is that meaning, oh, you look fine, or
yeah,
you look fine?
I think within that situation, it's you're kind of, you could say, oh, you look fine. If I said that to my wife, she would be like, she'd probably be okay with it. But if it was early into our relationship, she would read a lot into it. She'd be like, oh, I look fine. So I don't look great. You're just saying I look fine.
Or you,
they would read that more into it, you know?
Or you're blowing it up.
And I do really... the same thing. If she did that to me, it'd be the same way. Of course, she'll say, you look fine. And when she said it to me, I was like, fine, that's all, I just look fine.
Well, like fine, like you don't care, fine, it doesn't matter, fine, I don't matter. Is that what you mean? Fine?
Understand.
Or like, you look fine, oh, baby.
You look fine.
Yeah.
And then in which case, then the person could take it as, oh, That was really fun. That's nice. What are you hitting on me now? What's going on?
Probably a good time to refer back to number two or three and never say, you're too skinny. You're too fat.
Yeah.
But
just calm down.
Maybe find something concrete in the phrase. I don't even know what number we're on. Okay, this one might need some explanation. Isn't that cute? I guess it.
Yeah.
Maybe it depends.
Need explanation.
Yeah. Okay. Quote: this phrase might sound friendly on the surface, but can feel belittling if it's used to just dismiss a woman's ideas or accomplishments. Okay. I just like men, women deserve respect and recognition for their thoughts and achievements. Let's keep conversation on equal footing. Yeah. See, okay.
That phrase within itself, it depends on the situation. Like, if you're out and you're with someone, you see a puppy and you say, isn't that cute? Or you see something like a little kid does is, oh, isn't that cute? I mean, I don't understand. Yeah. If you say it to them, I guess you're saying it to.
I think it's more like they have an idea or a thought, some input on a discussion or something. And then you say, oh, isn't that cute? Like you have a little idea or something. Maybe like yeah. that. Maybe it could seem condescending
that's
or belittling.
That's a bad thing to say. Yeah, that's not, that's a dick.
Jay,
thing.
What do you, I think we're about halfway through. What do you think about breaking this up into two rounds?
Let's do it.
We're at 17
you know,
minutes.
Sometimes breaking up is hard to do, but sometimes you have to do it.
Sometimes it's what
sometimes
Jay just
you have
said.
To do.
Yeah. Well,
now calm down,
Jay. Oh, damn it. So I look fine. Is that what you're saying? I look fine?
Yeah, I'm just skinny saying. You're fine.
I'm too skinny
and fat. You should smile more.
Oh, you're fine, baby. You're fine. All right. Well, thank you for joining on this. Thank you for joining us. On this controversial round of Beer Thursday.
Controversial.
And you know what? It's part one of a controversial round. We're coming back to part two. We've got the other half of these 18 taboo phrases men must never utter.
Like
speaking
cowards.
Of utters, am I right?
<Ba-dum-bum>.
Never utter that to a woman, know what I'm saying? All right, well, we'll see you in the next inappropriate round of
Beer Thursday theme song.
We're going to get canceled.